Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning. This morning I've been inspired to do a meditation by a young man who was in a workshop that I presented a few weeks ago. And we were talking about spiritual techniques. And he asked the question, what caused him to have problems with the spiritual technique of grounding when he was in certain circumstances, while in other circumstances, he grounded very well. And after listening to me answer his question, his response was, oh, I get it. Practice, practice, practice. I said, yes, I have people around here who've been here for many years who haven't learned that yet. But that's what it comes down to. So today we're going to meditate on practice, practice, practice. We have wonderful information, but it will not work for you unless you use it and practice it. In fact, we have written a purpose, a creed, and a practice, and that includes using the spiritual information that you receive in Meditation 1, and of course continue to receive more and more information in every step that you take. But you could come in here, for example, for 20 years, and if you did not practice, you would not benefit. Except the food's sometimes good when we have parties. But one of the things that we want to do today is let go of anything that will keep us from owning these wonderful spiritual techniques for ourselves, using them and practicing them, not just in our quiet meditations, but also in our daily life, because there's such wonderful spiritual information that they can change your life, whether you're sitting quietly by yourself or you're driving on the freeway. These techniques are going to definitely benefit you. All right, so I'm going to first teach you the most important and foundational technique that we have. It is called grounding. And it is essential. If you already meditate, add grounding. I'm sure you've heard the word from other spiritual teachers or practices, but very few teach you how to do it. So we're here as a kindergarten-like association teaching people the basics of operating a spirit in a physical body, and that requires grounding. So I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes and tune into you, because that's where everything is inside you. And then I want you to take some nice deep breaths. Remember, the physical body can go without food and water, but it cannot survive without oxygen. So take some nice deep breaths all the way into the body. Nourish every cell in your body. Begin by nourishing your vessel, your body. Many spiritual practices will teach you to leave the body. Everyone already knows how to do that. So we're here to help you remember how to come into the body and come and go at will. Now continue to take nice deep breaths, because it will relax the body and reassure it as you begin to operate through that body as spirit. Now your grounding is foundational because it's the way you attach yourself, the bright spark of light that you are, you the spirit, to your physical body, and you and your body to planet Earth, which is actually our larger body. Now your grounding is attached to one of the chakras. That's an energy center that contains your information. And the one that your grounding attaches to is near the base of your spine. It's the lowest chakra in the body. So I'd like for you, the spirit, to start a flow of energy from the bottom of that first chakra and let it move down through the chair, and through the floor, through all the layers of the earth, and allow it to then attach to the center of the earth. Notice your experience of grounding yourself and your body in the physical world. I once had a lady ask me, why do we ground to the earth? I just said, because this is the place that we are operating. She said, but there's so many spiritual dimensions. I said, absolutely. There are spiritual dimensions beyond human comprehension. However, our physical presence is on the planet called Earth. And in order for us to truly manifest as spirit in a physical manner on planet Earth, we must be grounded. So take a nice deep breath and enhance your grounding by simply sending more energy down your grounding cord. Now we're going to just practice this one technique for a moment. So I'd like to again invite you to take some nice deep breaths and just focus on letting your grounding flow from your first chakra to the center of the earth. Ask your body how this feels. Notice what grounding does for you and for your body. This past week, I was working with a few of our seminary students who are all in very intense growth experiences, because that's what they're supposed to be doing, is growing very rapidly. And they were all having some physical reactions to this tremendous growth. And I led them through an exercise of grounding, 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 grounding. They all felt afraid and disturbed when we started. And within a few minutes, they all felt much, much better. I said, who noticed that besides me? And they all felt it and experienced it and benefited from it. So regardless of how advanced and wonderful you believe you are, grounding is the foundation. And in this time of change, grounding is essential. And if you believe that, oh, well, I've mastered grounding, just hang out a little bit longer on planet Earth and you will discover that we will have new challenges to practice our grounding. All right, just open your eyes. And I want you to just look around the room being grounded. How does it feel to be grounded? How many of you feel a little more comfortable physically? All right, great. Now, if you're not experiencing your grounding, don't worry. The first time you stood up on your two little fat baby legs and tried to walk, you fell on your bottom. That's what they have diapers for, padding. So one of the things we want to remember, it takes, what did I start with? Practice, practice, practice. In order for us to master this, if you have spent most of your life ungrounded, you will take some time to retrain your body. Another thing that people sometimes resist in relation to grounding is it does inform you what is occurring in your body at this moment in time. And many people do not want to face things they have stored in their body, such as pain or hate or fear or, you know, things they don't find pleasant. But if we don't face those, that's what we manifest through in our life. If we do face those things, we can say, oh, that's what that is. I can send that down my grounding and do two wonderful things. Let go of some hate in the world and enhance my grounding all at the same time. Isn't that a beauty of grounding? You want to get rid of something? Make your grounding stronger by letting go of what you're ready to release. Now, so far, I've mentioned quite a bit about you, the spirit, and your body. And so I want you to become more aware of yourself, the spirit. There is no perfect relationship between spirit and body. The key is to become aware that you are spirit, you have a body, and they are pretty much opposite. Spirit and body are not alike. People talk about male and female being different. No way. They're very similar. Spirit and body, now that's different. So we're going to turn in to ourselves again. So close your eyes, because everything in the entire cosmos is happening inside you. I know that's hard for your brain to comprehend, and that's okay. Take some nice deep breaths. Always respect the body. Tune into the body. Increase your grounding, because you are spirit and an incredibly high vibration of energy. Your energy is so high and so bright. You have to train the body to accept you. If you do not, it will begin to resist you. And then who wins? Now, you can see yourself as a bright spark of light. I want you to begin by bringing that bright spark of light that's you right to the top of your head. And just stop there for a moment. Experience that bright light that's you right there at the top of your head. You may feel a warmth or a tingling, just a presence. You are spirit, the light and the life of your body. You are the spark of God, or the cosmic awareness, or whatever name you would like to put on that. Experience you. Then allow yourself to flow right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your physical eyes. I love spiritual information. It's so simple. If you wish to see, all the aspects of seeing are located in approximately the same area in the center of your head. You have your physical eyes, where you see physically. You have your spiritual eye, just a little above that. Take some nice deep breaths and experience your body. It may feel heavy or limited. It is. It lives in gravity. It operates in time and space. You, the spirit, are not bound by any of these things. Right now, be in the center of your head and experience the body. Your body. This is your home. Now then float right back up above your head. Notice the difference. Does it feel lighter and easier and brighter? Was there something inside your body you no longer like? Use that thing you do not wish to keep and let it enhance your grounding. Just let it flow down your grounding cord. The intellect does not have to understand. Just let it go. Release it down the grounding cord. Take another nice deep breath. And then again, focus in the center of your head. In that neutral space a little above and behind your eyes. And be still. Just practice being still. From that neutral space, practice grounding. Remember to breathe. You are training your body to accept you. You are remembering how to deal with a physical body. Oh my goodness, this thing is heavy. It's slow. It thinks all the time. It's your home at this moment in time. It is your vessel, your temple. Be grounded and centered and let your body know that you care for it. It's your creation in the physical world. And it is the medium through which you create and communicate as spirit. How does your vessel look from the center of your head and being grounded? Do you need a little more practice, practice, practice? I like the example that the young man gave. He was able to ground when he was at home, meditating and in a comfortable situation of any sort, and had no problem with it. But whenever he was around someone who was a controlling personality, he had a very difficult time grounding himself. And he began to be aware that he had grown up with someone who was a controlling personality, and that person frightened him, because now that he's a great big tall man, it doesn't make sense to him why he should be afraid of some small woman. But if you're a little boy, that's a different situation. So use your grounding right now to release anything that would interfere with your grounding. Could be a memory, a past experience. Could be because you, the spirit, are just floating around the universe instead of paying attention to your body. Take a nice deep breath. Let go of anything interfering with you practicing grounding all the time. You can be grounded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can ground yourself before you go to sleep at night. Remind yourself of grounding when you wake up in the morning. You can ground yourself whatever activity you're doing, and you can practice your grounding each time you sit quietly to meditate. I'm going to give you just a few moments of silence to practice your grounding and releasing any interference to grounding. Take a nice deep breath. How does your body feel focusing on grounding? What is it like to be in a room full of other souls grounding their bodies and their vitality? Most of the time when we're in the world, we're in a world of static. of energy zipping here and zipping there and out of control and quite uncomfortable. And that's increasing because we're doing a lot of electronic communication, as well as the fact that spiritual energy is moving into the earth and everyone's vibration is coming up. The human species is awakening, and that will mean many different things according to what you have within yourself. For some, that will mean becoming meaner. For others, that could mean becoming kinder. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding right now to experience you, the spirit, and what is happening within your body. Practice, practice, practice. Take a nice deep breath and be aware that your beginning experience with grounding may not be the instant success you wish, but walking the first time in this body wasn't instantly successful either. Practice, practice, practice. Now, if you'd like to open your eyes for a moment. Hello, hello, hello. How many of you are starting to feel a little shift in your physical experience? Great. Now, the world is becoming faster and faster and faster. We've all been driving our cars at about 10 miles an hour, for example, sometimes 20, and we've just shifted into 100 mile an hour levels of moving in this experience on planet Earth. And so people are afraid. How many of you have noticed more fear in the world? Yes. I believe if you haven't, you're probably your nerve endings need help. Most people are totally aware of the intensified fear. For one thing, the Earth is going through a lot of transition. Just watch TV and that's enough to give you high blood pressure if you see the news. But you want to be aware that all bodies are responding to what is occurring. And without grounding, we're going to go right along with the flood of fear. With grounding, we do not have to join that, regardless of what is occurring in our world, within us or around us. Grounding, grounding, grounding. Now, when you walk through the world in a grounded state, you, the spirit, are going to be creating what you want, rather than your body being in fear and creating fear-based behavior. So instead of being mean or unkind, you could choose to be compassionate or generous, because you, the spirit, will choose a more beneficial path than sometimes the body will choose, because it only has one interest, and that's its own personal survival. But you, the spirit, have a mission here on planet Earth. So let's practice so that we can tune into ourselves and see clearly what our particular personal mission is and how to accomplish that. So ground, ground, ground. Practice your grounding. Just close your eyes and tune into yourself, because you are spirit and you have all of your information. No one here has your information. No one anywhere else has your information. You have it. And the way to find it is to ground and turn within you. Take some nice deep breaths. And let that bright light that's you come from the top of your head back into the center of your head, where you can light your own way, where you can shine your spiritual light. Human bodies are so visual. If we let that particular sense be quiet for a moment, we can begin to see our spiritual world within. That bright spark of light that's part of the dynamics of the cosmos. Now just practice your grounding and focusing in that neutral space in the center of your head and breathing. That's all you need. And then I'd like for you to say hello to our friend Jesus. And I want you to talk to Jesus about how much he had to practice, practice, practice. Listen to what Jesus has to tell you about practicing your spiritual information, making it real and manifest in the physical body. Ask Jesus to help you enhance your grounding. He understands the experience of being in a physical body. He knows the temptations, the challenges, the fears and joys that the body provides. Jesus was trying to tell all of us we're the Son of God and the Son of Man, just as everyone grew to call Him. We're all part of the cosmic consciousness, and each of us has taken a body to create and communicate into this physical matter. Ask Jesus to help you ground into this world, so that you can awaken to yourself the Spirit and create what you are here to create. Take a nice deep breath. And then let's ask Jesus to help us. We're going to bring a specific vibration into and through the room to help us with our next part of our meditation. So I'd like for you to draw from the cosmos a bright, clear gold energy. Just let it flow to us. No effort. Each of us, his spirit, is drawing this energy. It's not the body. Let it flow to and through your body and through the room and flow into the earth so that we're sitting in a column of clear gold light. Let that gold light heal your body. heal you the spirit. Allow it to help you be in the present moment where everything is happening. Isn't it great? Everything that's happening is in the present and inside you. Now let's use this gold vibration and also ask for Jesus' assistance as we tune in to God. I use the word God because it's one that most people are familiar with. And there really is no name for this. Cosmic consciousness is another one that many people use. There's so many names that we call this wholeness of which we are a part. This oneness of which we are a part. And I'm going to give you just a few moments to have a silent communication with your God. And remember to practice being grounded and centered to help enhance your communion with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Allow your body to be aware of your experience. If you floated off from the body, come back to the top of your head. You may need to wiggle your foot, pat your knee, move your body in some manner to help your attention come back to your physical body and the physical world. This communication is what we all seek. And the way we can most easily find it is to ground and center and turn within. Because God is within you. When you're ready, if you'd like to just open your eyes. And you can also just bend forward and release energy from your shoulders and arms, top of your head. Sit up and hello, 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 hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.